ELO. Don't Break Me Down. Here on the Mix, Sun 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, it's the Morning Mix. I'm Caleb Jordan.
I'm Dennis Dillon Schneider.
And we have in the studio with us Mr. Duncan McLean, the assistant director with the Gulf Coast Foundation.
Thank you, Caleb. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming on. Something important for students, new and returning students, scholarships.
Yes, scholarships are the word, a big word nowadays with the foundation. Every year we open up our scholarship application cycle to all students attending or planning to attend Gulf Coast next fall. And currently the foundation has 350 endowments that produce about 700 scholarship opportunities. So we are looking for applicants beginning December 1st and ending March 15th. And there's no fee to apply. There's no age restrictions. Our applications are open to everybody. They just need to be accepted into Gulf Coast, and they have to have a student ID. But we want to encourage everybody that attends Gulf Coast to apply for a scholarship.
And, you know, with such a large window, you have time to make sure that you get your application in, but you don't want to dally.
No, you don't, because time pops up pretty quick on you. Next thing you know, it's March 14th, and you're trying to rush through your application. Also, our scoring committee looks at three essay questions that are on the application, and they're not overly complicated. But if you start working on them in January and February, I usually have a good answer written to the essays. The ones that start on March 14th usually
you can tell
they're very simple and to the point. So I'm glad you mentioned the fact that don't dilly dally around. Go ahead and get them done.
But those applications start this Sunday, so
they
next
do.
Monday you can start on your personal application as a student.
That's right. You sure can.
Now, recently, the foundation has put on the golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Well, we did real well on our golf tournament. We had all the teams sold out. We do this annually. We do it every year, and the proceeds from the golf tournament go to help our first-generation students. So it's very worthwhile. We enjoy it. It's a great community event that gets our name out, and we certainly do appreciate all of the community members who help us sponsor these scholarships. We could not have as many endowments and opportunities if it was not for the community and our supporters within the community, so we can't thank them enough.
Well, Duncan, I've got a question or two. How did the Gulf Coast State College Foundation start, and how can people find out more information about it? Where do they go? Is it on a website, or is it you go out to the library? How do you find out more about the foundation itself?
You know, Dennis, that's a great question, because I always try to remind myself to mention our website before I leave, and usually I do not. So I am so glad you asked that question. I'll start with the second one first. If you want any information, we have a website. All of our scholarship information is there, and it is at www.gcscfoundation.org, and I'll repeat that again, gcscfoundation.org. How we started? Well, we're foundations over 50 years old. We started with a group of individuals back in the late 60s who wanted to start raising money to help the college in their students and program support. And ever since then, we have been raising money, and we've been investing it, and then we return it back in the form of scholarships and program support to help out Gulf Coast.
That's wonderful.
Great
50
question.
Years.
I know that this sort of assistance has helped me, able to work through my degree.
Mm-hmm.
Having a job along with being able to afford this sort of higher education. So it's big for the students, and if I stay in the area, I want to make sure that it's big for the community.
Well, it helps. I mean, if we can get our students into Gulf Coast, if we can get our community members into Gulf Coast and let them leave with degrees, it just enhances our community even more. And our scholarships are here to help supplement someone's educational cost. And in most cases, our scholarships will give a student about a 45% discount off the cost of tuition, which is not bad. If I were to hand you a coupon today and say, look, if you just go register for classes, I'll give you 45% off. All you have to do is apply and be selected. Mm-hmm. Then I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yes, especially with the tuition in Gulf Coast being the lowest in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. It's so. Just a great package.
Yeah.
So the return on investment is just wonderful then. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any stats on the return on investment from what you've given out and how that's come back to the foundation?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have. We've had former scholarship recipients come back and actually start scholarship funds themselves. And we hear stories all the time about individuals who have contributed, and they will tell us, well, you know what? I got a scholarship from you about 20, 25 years ago, and now I'm paying it back. I want to start a scholarship fund that is paying it back. We've had quite a few that have done that. And really, it's fantastic that they realize that a scholarship has helped them out.
Well, before we go to a break, I want to cover two things. If I'm a student and I want to apply for the scholarship, how do I do that? And if I'm a community member and I want to help contribute to that, how do I do that as well?
Well, those are great questions. I'll start off with the application process. If you need more information, please go to our website, and there's a information on how to apply, what you need to apply, and even a login on how to apply. Basically, if you're a student, you go into your MyGCSC account. You'll see a little foundation logo there, scholarship. You hit that and log in and then start the process. And it's free of charge, doesn't cost you anything. If you are a community member, would like to contribute to the foundation, well, you can call us. My number is 850-872-3810. Or you can go to our website. We have a donations page there that is, if you like to do it online, then please go there. Our website again is www.gcscfoundation.org.
Well, Mr. Duncan McLean, the executive director of the Gulf Coast State College Foundation, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And
appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some Thanksgiving facts with Professor Dylan Schneider here on The Mix.